where else do I go from there? Go to the rock. And then bear with me one moment here, please. And then the song before that, all because of Jesus. You know, how do you follow that? You can't follow that because Jesus is all that. Jesus is it. Jesus is the beginning and the end. He is the author of all creation. All things created by him, for him, for his good purpose. Where do I go? I'm sitting out there thinking, man, I could change my whole sermon right now. Before I start, I actually would like to set my timer here first so I don't keep you guys all day on this beautiful day the Lord has given. Thank you, Brother Michael, Elder Michael. First, I'd like to give a big thanks to the Lord for the labor of love that was given yesterday from Brian, Chris, Frank, and George Brown. They were called on, and they came to serve, not work that you would want to do, but they did it anyway. They did it in the love of Christ for someone in Christ, for a sister. And that's what we do here at Valley Brook. I never realized and never understood what the pastor said or how he said it about Valley Brook makes his job easy. But I see it in you guys, every one of you guys. You just, when there's a need, you guys just jump into service. You give willingly. You give freely, not just financially, but of your labor, of your heart, where it's needed. And, you know, it blesses my heart personally because it shows the love of Christ when you guys do that. So I want to say thank you to those men. And all of you do it. And don't think for a moment that you're excluded, because I've seen every one of you do it, every one of you. So don't think that you aren't included in this. The teaching this month is the world of work. So I want to say good morning to everyone. Good morning, everyone here, and good morning to everyone out watching. And I want to say how thankful I am that the Lord has brought me here again. I don't know what he sees. I don't know how he does it, but it's him. It's all him. And I do pray that he will give the words that he wants that would edify the people that he wants edified, to lift up and be a blessing unto himself. Because the Lord's word does not go out and come back empty. It just doesn't. Let me say an opening prayer. Lord, I want to thank you for this day that you've given. I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you, Lord, that you are at work in each one of us, not just me, not just the pastor, the elders, or the deacons, but in every one of us, Lord. I want to thank you for that, because you created each one of us very uniquely and very personally. And I'll say that again. You created each one of us personally because you loved us before you even created us, because you knew from before the beginning what you were doing. And you are perfect and holy and just in all your ways. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that you are the solid rock, that when everything else is sinking sand, all I have to do is grab a hold of that solid rock and hold on to you, Lord, because it's you who saves us. It's you who has saved us. If we just simply call on your name, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for the sacrifice that you gave of yourself, Lord. Not just that you could have did it any way you wanted, Lord, but you gave yourself a living sacrifice for us. And I want to thank you for that. I give you all the glory and all the praise for this body of believers and the body of believers throughout the whole world, Lord, because they are your children. They're our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. So we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. So So I wrote a note to myself as I was studying, because as I was studying for this for a few weeks, I was definitely reaching out to the solid rock, because it's amazing what the Lord gives you in studying for the word, to give the word. And I wrote a note to myself to trust in the Lord, because the Lord is the one who provides. So I will trust in the Lord. And I thank him ahead of time, because I know he's already at work. The message of my title this morning, my message is title, is trust in parentheses. Not in your job, because your job is a channel. Your job is just an instrument. It's a thing. But our source is in the Lord. All things come from the Lord, not from our job. We need our jobs. We need to work for a living. We need to pay our bills. But the source of all those things come from the Lord, not from our jobs. He gives us our jobs. We should thank him for our jobs. Sometimes they're not the best jobs. Sometimes it's not exactly what we would like. But he still blesses us with them until he blesses us with a better one. But he is the source. So I want to give, and I'm not going to read these, but I have several Bible verses that I looked up for the source. And I'm going to give these Bible verses so you guys can read them this week and go over them. Because if I read each one of them, it's going to take too long. 1 Corinthians 8:6, Philippians 4:19, James 1:17, Psalms 121:2, Psalms 16:2, and Chronicles 29:14. And as I was studying for the message, as I was glancing through and reading through information, there were about 70 total verses or so on this subject, on the source. Because everything comes from the source, from the Lord. He is the source. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, I'm going to do something a little differently here. I'm going to talk about me for a few minutes. I'm a small business owner, and this is going to be about the world of work and my job. As my job, I'm a roofer. I have many jobs within my job. I'm a salesman. I am a worker on the roof. I'm a trash man. I'm a truck driver. I have knowledge about roofing. I have been roofing for a little over 40 years. Now, in saying that, I intentionally put I before every single one of the things I wrote. And the reason I did that is because it's not I that have been able to do these things. It's God who's blessed me to be able to do these things. Because I can do nothing aside from the Lord. Nothing. Now, I wrote down four things that I'd like to talk about briefly. And the first one is I don't trust in my job. My job is not the source. The Lord is the source. And I wrote down a Bible verse that I wanted to read from that, which is Philippians 4:19, if you'd like to turn there. In Philippians 4:19, it says, now I'm reading out of the King James Bible, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ. And I also want to read verse 20. Now unto God, our Father, be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, there were lots of verses I read and studied about this. And I had so many things written on my desk blotter, it was actually kind of funny. But that's what the Lord gives to you when you search his word, when you are looking for something to speak about. You would be amazed at what the Lord gives you, what he blesses you with, how the Lord draws you in. Like, I don't even know how to express how the Lord draws you in. I'm not a very articulate person, but he draws you in. And I do know how to say it. He wraps his arms around you, and he just hugs you. And he says, here I am, brother or sisters. This is what I want you to think about. This is what I want you to study. And he is just so glorious. He is so gracious and so loving. He doesn't say, you know, you're not the reddest apple in the bunch. He doesn't say you're not the smartest person in the world. He simply wraps his loving arms around you and holds you and says, here I am. Take all you want. And you just can never get enough. It's like Pastor talks about being at the buffet. When we go home to be in heaven, it's going to be like a buffet. There's just going to be so much to sample. It's just, it will never end. So that was my first one. My second one that I wrote was, I do not trust in my own strength. The source of my strength is the Lord. The Lord is my source. I am relatively healthy. I've been a pretty strong man most of my life. The Lord has really blessed me to be so. But it's the Lord that I praise for that. It's the Lord that I give thanks to for that, because it's from him. Because it didn't have to be that way. I could be crippled up, and I could be in a wheelchair. I could be insane out of my mind. There could be so many other things. But the Lord has blessed me where I am today. Now, if this changes, it doesn't mean the Lord's not still blessing me. He's still blessing me, but in a different way. So it's all from the Lord, because of the Lord. I just... Oh, the Lord is so good all the time. And the second verse... The second thing that I wrote, the verse that I wrote to go with that, is Isaiah 40:31. And you can turn to that if you like, or I just will read it for you. Isaiah 40:31. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fail. When you're young and strong, you think you're invincible. I mean, you run around and you have all that strength. But it's the Lord who gives it to us. Because you don't have to have that. I don't care if you're 6 years old or 100 years old. The Lord gives us that strength and that health. I'm going to tease my brother Brian here for a minute. He told me yesterday when we were doing some stuff together. He said, you know, Donnie, we were taking a break for a minute. He said, you know, Donnie, we need one of you. Every group needs one of you. And I wanted to tease him. And say, yeah, what do you mean by that, brother? But I didn't do that. I knew what he meant. the Lord has blessed me with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. And I thank him for that. Sometimes I have to ask him to let it tone down a little bit. But and my wife's giggling because she says there's a switch in the back of my head that she can't find. But that's from the Lord. The Lord has given me that energy. The Lord, and if I sound redundant to anybody about the fact that it's the Lord that gives that to me and the Lord that blesses us, I'm not being redundant. I'm telling the truth because I'm talking about Jesus. Because there is no other. There is no other way. Nothing else can give me the peace, the satisfaction, the hope that Jesus Christ gives to us. All other ground is sinking sand. When Peter stepped off of that boat, he asked Jesus, "Can I walk on the water with you?" Jesus opened his arms and said, "Yes, come on." And he did it. That was courage. And he did it. But when he started to take his eyes off of Jesus and put them on fear and put them on this world, he started to sink. Because it's all sinking sand. But when you put your eyes on Christ, when you call on Jesus, and you look to Jesus, and you hold Jesus' hand, it doesn't matter where we are, what we're going through, what's happening. Things are easier, even though it's the same. And this is so incredible. Even though it's the same situation, the situation doesn't necessarily go right away. But what happens is you're in the presence of the Almighty, true, living God. And when you're in his presence and you're holding his hand, nothing can separate you from him. Nothing. And I wish I'd have wrote that verse. I was reading that verse a little bit too. Nothing can separate you from the love of God once you are in Jesus Christ, once you've called on his name. Once you have said, "Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself." You cannot be separated. Nothing, not angels, not principalities, not nothing in this earth. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Not our jobs, not our families. And when you get saved, a lot of times you have family members that aren't saved yet. They're going to fight you. They're going to think you lost your mind. I have people still think I lost my mind. But I'm good with that. Because I know I'm in my right mind. Because Jesus is with me. Getting distracted there. Let me get back on. Point number three. I do not trust in my own knowledge or my own understanding. The source of those things is the Lord. I don't claim to be the wisest man. And I, you know what? I don't need to be because I know the wisest one. I know the Holy One because he has shown himself to me. And the verse I wrote with that was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I'll read that to you. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I'm going to read a little more too, if you guys don't mind. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it shall be health to your navel and to the marrows of your bones. That's the word of the Lord. That's what the Lord tells us. Don't depend on ourselves. Don't depend on our strength. Don't depend on our jobs, because those things are all blessings from the Lord. And then number four, now I wrote this a couple of different ways. Originally when I wrote this, I wanted to write, but I didn't know if it would sound right. I wanted to write that I'm proud of my job. I'm proud of my successes. I'm proud of my strength. But I was kind of afraid of the word proud. And the reason being is, and I thought about it like this. I'm not prideful of my job. I'm not prideful of the things I just spoke of. I'm proud of them. I'm proud that the Lord has given them to me. And the only reason I would ever use the word proud is because it's in thankfulness. It's in blessing the name of the Lord that I would say that. But I didn't want to use that word because that word made me a little nervous. So I simply wrote, I am thankful for my job. Thankful for the success. Thank you for my strength. And I could go on and on and on and on. The Lord has blessed me. And of those blessings, the thing that I thank the Lord for the most is the fact that he lets me see them as blessings. That I don't see them in myself. They're from him. And that's the thing I'm so thankful for. So if I am going to be proud, if I am going to boast, let these things be about the Lord. And this, I know this is one of the pastor's favorite verses, but I also love it myself. It is Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. And I'll read that to you. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the wise man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. And Lord, this glory, hallelujah. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understands and knoweth me. Now, I'm going to stop there for a moment. Knowing Jesus. I'm not trying to beat you guys up with this today, and I never will, because that's not how we preach. That's not how we live at Valley Brook. We live with love. But this church points us to Jesus. Every single person in this church, from the pastor, the elders, the deacons, deaconesses, all the leaders, all the attendees, every single person in this church, when you come in those doors, we hear it all the time. The love that we give, the hugs that we give, the songs that we sing, the hospitality that we do. And I know Miss Robin's hiding back there somewhere. Everything we do in Valley Brook streams from the love of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It's all from the Lord. It's done in love, not for self, to make ourselves lift up or be more than we think we ought. It's all from Jesus. And he is just so gracious and so loving and so kind. There are so many instances in the Bible where people did wrong. People messed up. I think it was Peter that cut off the ear of the guard. And I believe Jesus rebuked him, but he rebuked him in love. Everything Jesus did, he did in love. He gave his own life. I mean, I can't even fathom laying my life down. And for those that didn't even love him, for those that hadn't even called on his name yet, I was that guy one time. At one point, I was that guy. I hadn't called on the name of Jesus yet at one point in my life. And he still loved me. He was the one calling my name. I love him because he first loved me. That's what Jesus does. That's who Jesus is. and will be forever. He is the same. Back to the verse before I get distracted again. I'm going to start from the top of verse 24 again. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For these things I delight, saith the Lord. You know, I'm so thankful for what Jesus has done in my life. And I want to thank every one of you for all the prayers for me to be up here to speak. And I thank God that it's his word that shows through me, because it's not me, because it's him in me and through me. And I thank him for that. I thank him for this body of believers. So I wrote a little. So I wrote a note, and Pastor's on vacation right now, and I called him forgetting he was on vacation. And then once I realized a few minutes later he was on vacation, I sent him a text and said, never mind, forget it. I wrote a little note while I was studying and preparing for this message and praying immensely. So I wrote a little note. I never realized in studying for a message how much the Lord draws you in. And I shared a little bit of this a moment ago. When you study the Word, when you get in the Word, when you pray and you get in the Word, now the Word, this is the Word of God. Every word in this book is true. But it's an instrument. The Word is an instrument in a manner of speaking. Christ is the one who it's who's speaking about. It's about Jesus. Jesus is the Word. So that's what this book is about. We don't want to idolize this Word. We don't want to make this Word God. Jesus is God. And I never knew that, never really thought about that until the pastor started teaching us that and letting us know that. And that's one of the many reasons I thank God for my pastor. Because he always points us to Jesus. Always. I've only been here about 13 years. We've been coming here. And not one time have I ever seen Pastor point anyone, any place, other than Jesus. Period. When I preached last year, I picked the last week of the month to preach because I wanted to draw off of what the other elders preached about. And every single one of them, and I brought our bulletins up to show it. It was about Jesus. There is no other way. He is it. By the grace of God, Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, he is it. So, getting distracted again. I wrote a note, and in this note, I just wanted to say, I thought it would be kind of neat to not give a homework assignment, but to just say, if you guys wanted to do something interesting one time, study your Bible. When you study your Word, study like you're studying to give a sermon. Study. Please don't read my mess. Get a notepad and pick something Pick something you enjoy reading in the Bible, something you love to read. Jonah, Samson, something you like to read. A word, one word in the Bible. And pray about it. And write yourself a little sermon in a notebook. Write your main idea. Write your title. And write some key points. And see where that takes you. See what that does to your study time, to your quiet time with the Lord. It for me is so rich and so deep and trying. And I don't want to, I don't want to say exhausting, but it's so many things, and it just, I think it would really be a rich blessing if you would like to try it. That's what I was going to call the pastor about, because I didn't know if I should do that or not. Anyway, it's done, so if I get a phone call in a few minutes. So that was it. I thank God for this message that he gave through me, and I pray that someone, whether it's here or out there listening, I pray that the Lord touch someone's heart with it, and I'm finished. Amen.